Mike McGivern, only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Email your question to live at 105.7fmthefan.com.
Welcome into the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, alongside my co-host this week. He is the owner of Creative Construction of Wisconsin, Bingo Emmons. Bingo, what's going on, pal?
It's going good. This is great. This is great.
It's good to see you.
Yeah, it's actually a pretty cool day for me today.
Is it?
Well, of course, I got flying lessons right after this. And then we get to talk windows with the Queen of Windows is here today, also with us. So that's going to be awesome.
Yeah, she is the Queen of Windows. And she's, according to a conversation I had with a young man last night, she's hot. I'm just telling you.
Are you guys talking about me over
yes,
there?
I am.
Is that what the elephant in the room is?
Yes, I am. You're kind of like a Goodfellow's wife. I think that's the conversation.
Oh, my gosh. I'm never saying anything around this guy ever again.
Look how Ryan,
hey,
they
asked me a question. I answered it.
Ryan, I said, don't embarrass the young man, and I came right out shooting.
Yeah, just so you're aware, you're talking about the temperature, right? Because I'm happily married.
And my wife sent me a text 10 minutes ago and said, please say hi to Gina for me. So
aww,
Terry says
I love
hello.
Terry.
Terry's a nice girl. We're also joined in studio by Young Lee. He is a sales rep for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I've known Young for a long time. Sir, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. It's good to see you. Yes. You look good.
Thank you.
Yeah. You got tan. You playing golf or what?
No. I have time.
You don't have to. Come a little closer to the mic if you can. I know you don't. I know. Do you want to know how I know? Because she tells me how busy you are, man.
That's the busiest time of the year.
It is. And I have to tell a quick story about you because I just think the world of this. So we had a contest here at Entercom, and we had a winner for Milwaukee, a winner for Madison, a winner up in the Valley. And you won like the overall contest, and you chose to utilize Bill Michaels to do some commercials for you in the Madison area. And I'm not going to get into the reason that you chose him over me.
Well, it's my Bill.
No, and you know what? And look, I know the real reason, so thank you. I think it was a good choice. I think Bill Michaels certainly has a bigger audience, and he's been doing this a long time, and he's really good at what he does. But I know the reason that you did what you did, and I always knew you're a good man, but you went up three notches in my book. So thank you for that. I appreciate it. Hey, let's talk real quick, Bingo, if we can. Milwaukee Nary Show coming up. Started talking about this show a couple months ago, and it seemed to me like it was a long way away.
I can't believe it. Me and Zach were just talking about that.
October 12th, 13th, yeah. And 14th. It's right around the corner.
We got to get going. We got to think of stuff for our display.
Yeah, you do. You do. Home Remodeling Show at State Fair Park, October 12th, 13th, and 14th. I'm excited to be involved with it again. I'm going to MC a lot of the stuff, and I'll be doing all of the commercials or the reads, the live reads from the office. And it's funny because the PA system at State Fair Park is a little rough. So they go, hey, you got to slow down. You talk too fast. So it goes like this. Welcome to State Fair Park. Oh. I mean, that's kind of, and you know how hard that is for a guy like me?
I just say you had a learning disability or something.
Anyway, so Gina, let's forget about Nary. Let's move right to Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Who invited you in here, by the way?
Like Bingo. He's holding my hand right now.
Chris, he actually is. So in case you're listening, Chris Dell is not up. He's sleeping. Is he sleeping?
No, he's been up since like 3 a.m.
He's a good man. Hey, Bigo, on October 12th, 13th, and 14th, I'm also part of the board that is, you know, coming up with some ideas and stuff like that. And I'm excited about this show. I really am. In fact, when you get there, if you want to go see Creative Construction of Wisconsin, they're in booth 409. And if you want to go see the people at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, 304 is the booth number that they're going to be at. Booth 304.
Can I say one thing?
Yes.
With a brand new, I was trying to think, what's the word? It's not tent, display.
Display.
Oh my God. We have a brand new beautiful display and I'm super excited about it. It's like a new pair of shoes.
Oh, good.
Okay,
first of all,
I'm that excited.
They're a class act. They always have a really good display. They got plenty of people to talk to. What I like about the Pella booth is you go there and you can ask them questions and you know they're glad to answer.
Yeah, and you know what? The last time they had, and I walked in, there was like four or five different people, and they were all busy. And I just tried to listen to what they were saying, and it was really impressive. So booth 304 for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, and 409 if you want to go see Bingo and Zach and the people from Creative Construction of Wisconsin. The schedule, and it's not done yet, but you can go to NaryMilwaukee.org and .com, and go see some of the things that are going on. We started the Guess the Price game show last year, and after a rough beginning, I thought because it was new, I thought it was a little bit rough. And as Dan and I started kind of getting the idea and exactly what people wanted to hear, I thought that went really well. And the idea behind that is almost like we have three people come up. It's like Price is Right, and we'll show what the project was, and then they'll guess what the overall cost was. And the idea is to get people comfortable with the idea of doing a full bath remodel or a full kitchen remodel. And then we'll bring the designer or the contractor up to talk about the whole project. And I think it turned out really well to the point that we've been asked to do it again.
Yeah, there's also a new thing, too, that they're doing this year for October 12th, 12:45. The reason I know, because my dad's, there's the whole Love Thy Neighbor thing.
Right.
How to stay in your home. I mean, how to stay in your home longer. How can you? Because people, why do you want to move to a nursing home? You can stay in your home. There's ways of staying in, or how to do handicap, how to do, do that kind of work.
Yeah, I Love Thy Neighbor, the company that your dad started. Had I known, and we'll have that conversation, but there are so many things that I wish before, we had moved. My mom is in the Catholic home, and before that, I think if she wanted to stay there another year, we probably could have accomplished that with some of the things on that website. So I tell your dad I appreciate that. Just a number of things going on at the Nary Show, again, October 12th, 13th, and 14th at State Fair Park. You can get tickets online, get a deal on the cost. I always go back and forth which show is my favorite, but I like this one simply because it's just a little bit smaller than the spring show, and you get more time with the people that you want to talk to.
Well, it's not the spring show where you're like, I want you to do something this year. When you talk to people in the spring about doing something this year, that's a little late.
Right. So it is.
If you want stuff, to be first on the list for spring, I'm sure even with Pella Windows, you got to start talking to you guys now.
Well, and we're going to talk, Young, when you're talking to people now, part of the thing I want to talk a lot about is you guys got a great special going on right now. It's half off pre-finishing on any wood window or patio doors on qualified projects. If somebody wants to get windows in before it gets really cold, we still have that opportunity, correct?
Absolutely. But time is of the essence right now, though.
It's really of the essence. I tell this story 2 years ago, Young, right about this time of year, I had two buddies that were looking for windows. One needed four and one needed three. And I told them both, do it now. And the one guy said, no, I've got some time. I'll be all right. And I said, no, if you understand that, when it gets really cold, you can still get the windows because they work year-round, but you want to get them in before it gets cold. The other guy said, let me make my call now, made the call, and he got his in by the end of October. The other guy waited till the end of October, and it was mid-December before he got his in, and it was really cold. And he just shook his head and said, look, I didn't think it's going to take that long. And I said, well, there is a lot of things that have to happen before you get the correct window put in. And so if people are talking to you now, and Young, if we can, how long have you been working for Pella?
Almost a year now.
Congratulations. That's awesome. I hear nothing but, and I talk to Gina a lot. She's really proud of the work that you do. When you go in and somebody calls and says, look, I want to talk to Young Lee and we're going to need six windows, can you go through the process that you go through with your potential clients?
One of the first things I want to do is find out what they're trying to achieve, what they're aesthetically, how important that is, what's more important. Is it efficiency? Is it, visually? Or is it, there's just so much to a window that people don't understand.
Can I ask before, and I don't mean to cut you off, did you know, before you started with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, I know that you were in the auto business, window was a window to you, right?
I had no idea. I had no idea.
Yeah.
When you look at a window, the only thing you see is glass. You see maybe wood or vinyl. But there are so many different components. And I guess one of the neatest thing with Pella is that we have 175 patents. Think about that.
Yeah, that's a ton. That is.
Yeah, and when you look at a window, you wouldn't think there would be 175 different components.
Right. How long of a training process was it for you? Still going on.
Oh, my God, he's still learning. Yeah.
She's been, Gina's been using a whip on me. She's constantly going, right, you got that wrong.
No, she doesn't sound like that. She sounds like an angel.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Gina, and when you have somebody like Young Lee who has had a tremendous amount of success his first year because what he just talked about, he walks in, he wants to know what the client, what the customer, what the wants are, not what can I sell them, how much commission
exactly.
can I make. Big difference from a lot of people that you're going to deal with. And I look, in your industry, there are some people that want to come in, and I love the ads or the outdoor billboards that talk about, you know, 10 windows for $1,999.
Yeah, right. What are those windows, like cellophane or something?
No, that's just the glass, right? You don't get...
Right. Oh, you wanted them installed, too? Oh, you want glass in there. Okay, well, that's another $5,000.
Right, because that is, and I'm not going to name anybody, but that, I mean, it's just, they want phone calls so they can send their guys
exactly.
in.
Exactly, right.
And the salespeople that you're going to find that are selling those don't know near as much as Young Lee and your staff.
Right. We are not order takers by any means. We're not salespeople by any means. We are there. We've talked about this several times. We do what's called a needs analysis. We find out what they need and want, what's best for their home.
So, Young, second step then. So you sit, and if we invited you in to talk to Terry and I, we would sit at the kitchen table and you would say, okay, tell me what your needs are, and then you would start to make, you would look around at the windows that we need and then start to say, okay, what about this? What about that?
Well, next step was actually something that we're very proud of at Pella, and it's called a Pella Care Inspection. And that's where we literally, as an expert, we would, you know, literally look at each and every opening to determine the health of them. Just like when you take a car to your, you know, mechanic and they tell you, okay, you're here for the oil change, but several thousand miles, you might want to keep an eye on your brakes or whatever. So we give you an entire diagnostics and then we give you a, you know, printout or just a, you know, explanation of each opening. This one is fine, but you might want to keep an eye on this. Whereas, you know, this particular window, you have a seal failure and you need to replace it. If it doesn't need to be replaced, we'll be the first to tell you.
And I think that that's important because, and again, we're going through the process right now with Terry and I with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. And we had some windows put in a couple years ago from one of your competitors. We learned so much about, look, when we set the meeting up, I thought, okay, is a half hour going to be enough? And Mandy was like, absolutely not. And I said, 45 minutes? She said, you have no idea, do you? And I said, no. She goes, no, it's not, because I have a lot to show you and a lot to talk about. And I said to Terry, look, it'll be 45 minutes. You know me. We're in and out. An hour and a half later, we were like sponges. Well, what about this? How do you guys do this? And it was the incredible part is when she left, my wife looked at me and said, can you believe that we bought those other windows without knowing any of this? And I said, and she was like, you do a home improvement show. I said, let's just stop there. Let's move forward and not look back. Let's get to a break, and we're going to pick it up right there. We're talking with Young Lee and Gina Della from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. As we're talking, you go to their website and put 5, 10, 15 minutes aside because their website is phenomenal,
yes,
by the way.
Yes, it is.
It's PellaWI.com/radio. Go on that website. I cannot reach that far behind my back to pat myself on the back, Young Lee. I can't reach it as far as you can, I can tell you that. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Yeah,
You're listening to the Nary Home Improvement Show with big-time Mike McGivern, only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Dial us up with your questions at 414-799-1250.
Oh, welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, alongside my co-host, he's Bingo Emmons from Creative Construction of Wisconsin. Our special guest in studio, she's Gina Della. from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Young Lee. Young, I got to tell you a quick story. So growing up on Bartlett Avenue, my oldest brother Jim and Tim and my brother John and I was the youngest boy, so they had already left when a lot of this just fell right on me. But we had this duplex on the 3100 block, and we had those old wood storm windows. Mm-hmm. And I used to, as a little kid, watch my oldest brother Jim go up this ladder, and the houses are, 3 feet apart, so the ladder would be straight up, and he'd have to go up and carry that wood window, storm window. He'd take the screen off, bring it down, wash it off, and then carry that storm up. And they didn't really hold out any of the cold, basically, because they were old wood storms, and they were super heavy, and you had to carry them up, and there was a lot of windows. And I used to watch him, and my dad would yell at him all the time. He wasn't doing it quick enough. And my oldest brother, Jim, Tim, and John. Jim and Tim are both in town right now. My nephew Connor's getting married today. And so big McGivern family reunion at this wedding. And he just sent me a text. He's in from Atlanta, and he's listening. And I got to tell you, I used to laugh when I was real little at him carrying these storm windows up from the basement and my dad yelling at him, there's no need to do that anymore.
That was a really long way of getting there, but a good story.
Well, isn't it good? And then, hold on. Then when I was seven, let me tell you about it. No, I'm just kidding. But I'm telling you, there's still people that are doing that. Not as many, obviously, as before, but there's no need to do that anymore when you have people like you in Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, absolutely not. Right. I can't imagine doing that.
Yeah, it was hard.
It was
hard.
It was.
But we're very hard workers, us McGivern boys. You guys have a deal on wood windows, and that was, that's called a segue in my business, Gina.
Oh, I'm learning.
Yeah, that's called a segue.
Okay.
Great special by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You want to get your windows in before it gets cold. You have half off pre-finishing on any wood window projects. Can we talk about that, Gina? When people buy wood windows, and talk about the finishing part of it and the kind of money that people can save. It's a really good deal you guys got going on.
Exactly. So the wood is protected in the first place at Pella with one of our patented products called EnduraGuard. And then in Pella, Iowa, they stain it or paint it so it's finished there and guaranteed. So you don't want to put a brand new window into your home and not have it already finished for you and have that on top of your plate. So we also, right now we're offering half off. That's an incredible special. We do that maybe once every other year. So this is the time to take advantage of that.
How long do you think that'll go on? You're not going to tell me. But
you have until the end of the month. Till October 1st, it will be over by October 1st, pre-finishing.
And that's to order them, not obviously, because you're not going to get them in by
order all the way through October 1st for that half off.
And what's the time frame? I know that we were 6 weeks out or so from the first time that we met with you guys from Pella, and they've been there a couple of times now to make sure the measurements are correct and have some conversations. But about 6 weeks from measuring to installation.
That is correct.
Hey, Young, can we talk a little bit about the benefits of wood windows? Because, obviously there's a number of benefits to having really good wood windows. When you're sitting in somebody's home and they say, look, I'm thinking about going with wood windows, can you give us some of the benefits? What do you tell them?
Well, one of the first benefits you're talking about when you look at a beautiful wood window is that it looks like a fine piece of furniture. It's beautiful. It's got that luster. It's got that, just great appeal. Next thing is, think about it. Insulation wise, wood is a very, very great, strong, natural insulation. So it's very, very efficient.
Very much so. Yep.
Yep.
Easy to maintain, right?
With our product, absolutely. Because you don't have to sit there and constantly worry about moisture issues because of EnduraGuard.
Yeah, really important. Gina, when somebody asks you about wood windows, what do you tell them? You guys have the best wood window out there.
We have the best wood window out there, and we are now able to warranty it forever because
Huge
of this
deal.
Product that protects the wood.
Even with the Wisconsin weather, with all the condensation that builds up on windows?
Oh, bingo, yes.
Because I know, because somebody that plasters homes and stuff, when you make a window sweat, you know, we're just like, oh, God. You
yep, it's protected against the moisture so that it's not going to rot or get the mildew.
The guarantee that you guys have, and again, when you talk about that, it's because of the amount of work that you do prior to installation on those windows. And so if somebody wants, yeah, can they get any color that they want? Is there different colors that you can get with the wood windows from Pella?
Yep, we have 8 standard stain colors, 3 standard paint colors, but we can customize, you know, if that doesn't match your home, we absolutely can get a custom stain or paint for you.
Cost-wise, is there a big difference between the wood windows compared to the fiberglass?
There's some. So it really depends on, the nice thing with Pella is that you actually have 9 different lines of windows. We don't try to make you fit into just one category or the other. Depending on what you want, the consumer.
Young, if somebody is, I guess it depends when you sit with them, they may say, look, we're going to be in the house for another 12 months. And as we're getting it ready to sell, that might be one type of window. If it's somebody that says, look, this is the house of our dreams. We're our home and we're going to be in here for 25 years. That's a whole different conversation you're going to have with people.
Absolutely.
But you can take care of both.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's important because, look, Pella Window has a reputation of being the best window on the market. And people think, okay, well, it's the best window, so is it going to be the most expensive? Well, you know what? You have a number of options for people that if they're going to be in their home for a year and they're looking to almost like, we just got to get ready to be able to tell people we have new Pella windows, or if we're going to be in the home a long time, the amount of options that you guys have are incredible.
Absolutely. And think about this. When you talk about a window, you're talking about a substantial investment. So because of Pella, we, like I said, 9 different lines, you can mix and match to create all different things, different dreams.
Right.
And still stay within the budget.
Did you find that people will put in, if they're going to put in, let's say, the first floor and have all wood windows, that they may have one stain on the front, a different stain on the back, or is everybody consistent with what they're looking for?
No, we can do anything that we want. I have a home. It's the only home I've ever done where every single room was a different interior stain color. I've never had that before, and this was a huge home, but that's just how their home was. And then we had 2 rooms that were painted. It's we can accommodate any need. And you know what, to answer your question about price, just to go back to that for a second, we will never answer a price question in a showroom on the radio because think of a Toyota Camry. It actually varies in price, $15,000 for the same Toyota Camry, depending what you put on it. That's why it's customized to what that homeowner's needs are.
Boy, that's a good analogy because you're right. You can see the newspaper, it's going to be, you know, $25.99.
Right.
But then when you get there, you want to have different tires. You want to have this. You want to have that. And it certainly changes changes the price completely. So, last question for you, energy wise, and when you're talking about wood windows, the insulation of somebody's home is what's a lot of times most important to them. And when you're talking about wood windows, that's a great decision for you to make.
Yes, it is.
Right? Is insulation-wise, and people are always worried about saving money on their energy bill and their heating bill. If the part of Pella that I like the best is the people that are installing these windows know how to install a Pella window.
Right. So wood is actually the best insulator out there. You have so many companies that only carry one material, so they're going to try to sell against the wood and say how efficient it is. Of course, we have all 3 materials, the vinyl, the fiberglass, and the wood. But the reality is wood is the best insulator out there. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I agree. Guys, let's get to a break. As we're talking, go to PellaWI.com/radio. To get all the information on the windows that we're talking about. If you want to get the windows in before it gets really cold, now's the time to call. And call and ask for a young lead. The phone number is 262-783-6600. 262-783-6600. And he'll come out and he'll talk about some of the things we're talking about here. And he'll give you the options. And don't forget, again, half off pre-finishing any wood window qualified projects. And patio doors, by the way. Don't forget the patio doors. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
I pray.
You're listening to the Nary Home Improvement Show with big-time Mike McGivern, only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Email your question to live at 105.7fmthefan.com.
Welcome into the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside my co-host. He is Bingo Emmons from Creative Construction of Wisconsin and our special in-studio guest. He is Young Lee and Gina Della from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Hey, we had talked last segment about the number of options that people have when it comes to your windows. There are the Architect Series, the Designer Series, and the 450 Series. Those are the three series that you sit and say, look, here are the differences between the three, correct, Young?
Yes.
So can you talk a little bit about the type of windows, the type of people that are looking at the Architect Series, is that the top of the line?
Actually, it's a combination.
Okay.
One of the reason it's called Architect Series is because it's, like it says, architect. It's architecturally correct. So with that particular line, you actually have many, many, many different options and different things that you can do to the window.
And then the Designer Series?
Designer Series, just the way it sounds, again, is a designer. So it's made for anyone that wants to create a certain look, put blinds between the glass, removable grills that's between the glass. The neatest thing about our Designer Series, is that you can actually put a blind and you never, ever have to worry about dusting it. Think about it.
Yeah.
No cleaning.
That's awesome. The 450 Series? That's the series that gives you the most options, correct?
No, 450 series actually is our most common, commonly asked for product. The color as well as, different combination of the most sought after options.
Okay.
So it's priced very efficiently. Okay.
Right.
So it's very affordable.
How many times when you're in a meeting, Young, do people, and I think probably more now than ever before, and Gina, you might be able to answer this as well, do people ask you early on in the conversation, am I going to save money on my heating bill? Am I going to save money on the air conditioning bill? All of it, is this going to be energy efficient for me?
Absolutely. And first thing I always tell them is, when you walk by your window, during midsummer, do you feel the sun coming through? And they say, yes. I say, well, guess what? I can stop that.
Yeah.
Would that save you money? Yes.
and certainly if you're looking at some of the furniture or some of the things in your house and there's getting to be a fade, do you know if you're, because the sun is coming right through, you need to talk to somebody, right?
There's so many different types of glass. Well, if you have that kind of issue, we actually have a glass package. It's called Sun Defense. It blocks 66% of your UV penetration.
Look at that.
Are you in science now and windows? Hold on.
You didn't know that, did you?
I did, too. I taught him.
You taught.
She did.
66%. Young, I have to tell you this. When we did go through the process, some of the things that were brought out for us to feel and touch and see, I think that made the difference for us through the presentation and understand that Mandy was saying, look, I do this on all my sales calls, but especially in this one, because I don't want you to tell Gene I didn't do this, but look how impressive. And I was the one that said, look, it's going to be 45 minutes, so we don't have to see all that. And then when she left, it was really important for us to see the different things that she brought out as far as one window to the next, and are you feeling, look, feel this with the heater and nothing. So I thought the whole presentation, if nothing else, it educated us on things that we should know about and ask as we've got somebody in talking to us about windows.
Well, think about this, Mike. You're thinking about spending a lot of money on your home. Don't you want to be educated? Don't you want to know the different options that's available? So you can pick and choose and make a right decision based on what you see and what you feel?
that's the weird part, because you're right. It is. It's a major investment that's well worth it, but people will spend 6 months looking at different car. If they're going to go out and buy a car, different options as far as going to this dealer or that dealer and what options is this. And when it comes to windows, you really should put some time in to be able to sit and listen and talk to a guy like you to educate yourself. How many? Look, I know you're going to say one, but do you think people should see 2-3 different companies and compare them? What's your feeling on that?
Absolutely not. You are there, okay? You have a need.
Right.
Understand that all the window companies, if you're not competitively priced, you will price yourself right out of a market.
Yeah, that's true.
So what's important is dealing with a company that's going to literally stand behind you and back you up.
I think insulation is what sets you apart. You know, I think the window and the Pella name sets you apart, but you can buy the most expensive window on the market, and if it's not installed properly,
you have trouble down the line.
It's a $199 window that we talked about too long ago. The insulation part for you when you're in somebody's kitchen has got to be a big part of your presentation.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The big thing with the insulation is this. Like you said, no matter how good the product, if it's not installed right, you have nothing. So what we do uniquely different is that every one of our installers, they're Pella certified. They have to be Pella certified on an annual basis. If they're not certified, if they can't get certified, then they don't work for us.
As well as licensed, bonded, insured, drug tested, and background checked.
Thank you, Miss Gina.
I'm sorry, what was that? that's awesome. Hey, don't forget, now through the end of September only, you need to give these guys a call, get the order in before the end of September, and they're offering, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin is offering half-off pre-finishing on any wood window or patio door on qualified projects. The patio door thing that, and we haven't talked about that. Look, for years, any house that I went in that had patio doors, had the screen was off, the door, they had to put something to stop the door. That whole category has really upgraded and changed.
Yes, it has. Yeah, it really has.
And you guys have kind of been the forefront on some of that, correct?
The biggest thing I can show someone is why it makes sense with that Pella wood patio doors. Everything is designed a little bit backwards. When you first see it, you go, huh. Because first thing you notice from the inside is that you don't see an exposed track.
Big difference.
Yeah. You don't collect dirt on the inside.
Yeah.
Second thing you notice is that screen is, you know, protected all the time because it stays indoors. And when you need it, it's there.
Yeah. Gina, can I ask you, has the category of patio doors just completely upgraded here in the last few years?
Completely upgraded because of the design that Young was just talking about, with the glass being exposed to the outside versus the screen. As the wind and weather pushes against that patio door, it's actually creating a tighter seal. We have taken patio doors to another level. They move like butter when you want to open and close them with the parts and pieces we make out the patio doors out of. Absolutely.
Yeah, that category needed an upgrading. Let's be honest, because it was, the screen wouldn't last a year. You couldn't open and close the door. You had to put an object there to keep it from sliding closed. And I've looked at a lot of the things that you guys do in that category, and Pella is certainly the best. Again, half off pre-finishing on any wood window or patio doors qualified projects. 262-783-6600, or certainly go to their website, PellaWI.com/radio. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You're listening to the Nary Home Improvement Show with big-time Mike McGivern, only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Dial us up with your questions at 414-799-1250.
Welcome back to the Dairy Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside Bingo Emmons, Creative Construction of Wisconsin. Our special in-studio guest, Gina Della from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Young Lee. Again, go to PellaWI.com/radio. You want to get windows in before it gets cold. Now would be the time to do it, especially with the half-off pre-finishing on any wood window or patio door qualified projects. Young, do you sell more windows or doors or both?
Is there, both.
Yeah.
Our doors are beautiful.
Yeah, they are. You know what? We tried. We were going to get a new garage door, and whoever put the one in, and this it's been there for as long as we've owned the home, put it in incorrectly, and we didn't know. And so when we had your guys out from Pella, he said, look, we got an issue. We got a problem. We can't do this. And I said, what? He said, I would have to take down half your garage to put the door in correctly.
See how important that is?
Yeah, because I thought maybe I should try it on my own. He said, good luck with that. He said, when you need your whole new garage done, you're going to have to find an area member to do it and then call me, and I'll then be able to have the door put in. He said, come into your garage and let me explain what I'm talking about. And he spent 10 minutes saying, look, whoever put this door in, they did it like this, and they did it just to get it in. And that's why your door doesn't lock, and that's, you know, if I were you, he said, to save you some money, I would call a handyman to come over if you want to get just a different door, but it's still not going to be done correctly unless you take down half your garage, and I'm not going to do that to put a window. Do you get more phone calls about windows, and then you're able to talk to people about doors, or is it vice versa?
It's more about windows, and then when we go in and show them what we have to offer from a door and why it makes sense, hey, a lot of times I say, you know what, we need to do that.
Are you shocked at the amount of things that you've learned the last year? Because you've been here about a year now, and can you walk into somebody's home without looking at their windows?
No. The first thing I see is the door, and I'm looking and going, oh, my God, you need a door really bad.
And you're not – look, I've known you for a while. You're not afraid to say that either.
Who, me?
Yeah. No.
I can't imagine.
No, he's not. He will tell you what he's thinking, and that's what I love about him. A year and a half ago, you went to a housewarming party. You didn't notice the doors and windows.
No.
You wanted to see what was on the table and if they had cold beer or whatever it is that you drank. And now it's I love that about people. Bingo, we have that conversation with people in the industry every Saturday, it seems like.
Yeah,
but it's,
I'm one of those people, I always look at the ceilings. I can't help it.
You guys should go to the same parties together. He's looking up, yelling about the door. I think that would. Gina, what about you? Same thing?
I mean, that's all I think. I'm obsessed with this. Don't forget, I've been doing this for 24 years, so I'm always looking at your windows, doors, everywhere I drive, go in.
When you came to our house, and I wasn't home yet because I was going running and getting something to eat for us, and came in, you knew exactly what kind of door I had. You knew the windows, and you were a lot nicer than Young would have. Young would have been like, you need a new door, and you need it now. Let's go. Let me show you something. You did it nice and calm and said, you guys might want to think about getting those windows replaced because they might as well not even be there. Well, the plastic, the 3M plastic, give it away. That gave it away, didn't it? I thank God we don't have to use that anymore, because that years ago we did. And it looks ridiculous, and you have to redo it about every week or so.
And so many people leave it on through the summer. I just want to say that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are you surprised at some of the houses that you're going to? Young, two questions. One, you can do one window or 15 windows. That doesn't matter to you, correct?
It does not matter.
Yeah. So if people go, look, I can only afford two windows this winter and I want to do two windows, you know, coming up, you guys are okay with that?
We're fine. I just want to let you know, though, we have a spectacular financing specials. You'd be surprised what we can offer you.
That's awesome. Hey, guys, we got a caller. Can you take a question on windows?
Yes, we can.
Caller, go ahead. Hello?
Is this for me, Joe?
Yeah. Hey, Joe, how you doing?
Hey, good. About a week ago, we had Pella Wisconsin come in and replaced all of our windows and an exterior door. And were just ecstatic with the quality. The guys had great attention to detail, were real personable. But I guess I was most surprised about the exterior door. We had a new front door, and we have a second door that leads to the front yard, and they matched the color. Everything was just perfect. So we're really happy.
Joe, I'm really happy you called. That's awesome. You know, we should have invited Joe to come in the studio with us.
Joe, were you this morning?
Enjoying my doors.
Oh my gosh, I couldn't pay you to do a better job. Thank you.
Hey, Joe, in my business, that's called a mic drop.
Yep.
I can't get any better than you just did, Joe. Hey, Joe, in all kidding, you know what? Thank you so much for utilizing Pella Windows and Doors Wisconsin. I know that... I'm sure that you heard the commercials here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. That's the reason you called.
That's exactly right.
That's, you know what? And this isn't one of my brothers that's in town either. Hey, Joe.
I'm a football coach, so I turned your show on a little early today.
You are. Where do you coach?
Brookfield East.
Man, a good win last night.
Yeah, thank you.
That a boy. Hey, Joe, thanks a lot for utilizing.
Thank you, Joe.
Pella Windows and Doors in Wisconsin. I wish I was good enough to set that phone call up, but I'm not. Man, that's awesome. How do you get better than that? You know, he calls in out of the blue on a show that we normally don't take calls. And Ryan, thank you for putting that on. Young, it's good to see you.
Pleasure.
Gina, it's always a pleasure, honey. You know that. Bingo, it's good to see you. Yep. Hey, be safe in those flying lessons today.
Yes, Bingo.
Be safe. We don't.
That's one thing when you take off. You got to make sure you land.
Yeah, there you go. It's PellaWI.com/radio. PellaWI.com/radio. Talk to Young Lee. Talk to Gina Deller. Any of the people from Pella. Get the windows in before it gets cold. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan.